So Many Versions is the title of the new book not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. Ask your pastor why it's not there. We will be going through this book, which brings to light so many versions of the Bible. How these versions stack up to God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, which they never mention in this book. The Blaney text, it is always the 1611 translation. Here's what the authors Sakeo Kubo and Walter Speck say in chapter 1, titled Every Modern Speech Versions. Page number 26, in the 16th century, William Tisdale risked his life to translate the scriptures and died as a martyr in 1538. That's what your pastor teaches you, right? What was it that inspired him to undertake such a dangerous and daring work? Tyndale said, "Which thing only moved me to translate the New Testament, because I had perceived by experience how that it is impossible to establish the lay people in any truth, except the scripture were plainly laid before the eyes in their mother tongue, that they might see the processing of the text." Later on page 26, they fall for the devil's lie. Unfortunately, the very version prefaced by these noble words, King James Version 1611, is no longer speaking their language of the common man. To the average man of today, the language of the King James Version seems strange and foreign. There is therefore danger that the Bible may seem to be modern man to be something out of date and irrelevant. This has been recognized now for nearly a century. Hence, toward the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, a movement arose calling for translations of the Bible in modern English. And there you have it. If you're wondering what is going on in this country, that is a big part of it. When the new translations came out, okay, in the late 1800s, okay, when did Westcott and Hort come about? Okay, these are things you need to study, and this is why I'm going to audio on the bookstore blog. So as we finish page 68 of Knox's version, and we just went through Psalm 23, which you have written in the last blog, here's how they finish the chapter. Hebrew parallelism is abandoned, okay? So that is important to any Bible believer, right? The familiar for three transgressions and for four of Amos has become thrice forfeit and forfeit once again. Knox did break new ground by a fresh translation instead of revising the Douay Rheims. His New Testament was officially approved along with that of Rheims, and this was quite a progressive step. However, the optimistic claims for his translation from our vantage point are not as valid today. For since Knox, we now have Catholic Bibles consistently based on the original languages and using contemporary speech. The Jerusalem Bible and the New American Bible will eclipse Knox since they have most of his virtues without his weaknesses and disadvantages. Notice this, and I don't know if you picked up on this. His New Testament was officially proved along with that of Rheims. Who approved it? And who has the authority of doing any approving anyway? Okay, isn't it about the right text, the right words, and it not changing, right? All these new translations, if you've never noticed, they change every week. The New American Standard, look up how many changes it has had to the text. More next week.